I had a champion at the Post, who was a nightside managing editor, Alvin Davis, who was then involved in a kind of power struggle with the daytime managing editor, who was a nasty specimen named Paul San. And the publisher was Dolly Schiff, Dorothy Schiff, you know, who was a, you know, well, she was somebody who took a hand in the paper. Some publishers, you know, keep their hands off editorial, but she was not so inclined. As a matter of fact, while I was there, you know, Jimmy Wexler was the editor, and the Post had been supporting Harriman in a election for governor of New York State. Harriman was rerunning; he was a Democrat, and all of it. And up until the day before the election, suddenly she insisted that the Post come out for Nelson Rockefeller, and she did that. And Wexler had already been in a kind of shaky position because he was drinking, and people knew it, you know. And so everybody thought the next day that he would resign, you know, because that was like a terrible thing for her to do, you know. But he didn't, and that way he lost all the respect that people still had for him. But anyway, Al encouraged me. He knew about my jazz writing because, you know, he was a jazz fan, and I showed him stuff. And so when Ornette Coleman opened at the Five Spot, I was there on the second night, you know, and he said, you know, after that there had been some, you know, publicity about Ornette, and said, why don't you interview him? You know, so I did, and I actually got a pretty nice interview out of it. And Al wanted to run it, but since he got off in the morning, you know, and Paul San spiked it. You know, we say that in the newspaper game. Nowadays, everything is on computer, you know, and all that, and it's very quiet. That's the Star Ledger a couple of years ago, and you go walk into, you know, into what was we called the city room, you know, where you don't hear anything, you know. Then there used to be the clattering of typewriters, and you could hear the stuff from the printing thing, you know, with the linotype machines, and the clatter of the stuff that churned out all this what we now would call Xerox, you know, stuff and whatever, you know. But now it's quiet as a mouse. But anyway, there would be a spike on the editor's desk, you know, and stuff that wasn't going to run, take the paper, the copy, spike it. So Paul Sands spiked my, would have been the first interview with Ornette to run in a daily newspaper. I didn't salvage it. I should have.